about the best of life in Harrogate. This is the Your Harrogate Podcast.
My word, we're busy with these podcasts, aren't we? Hello once again. My name is Pete. You can listen to me on Your Harrogate Radio every single weekday between 10 and 2. And we love to save you money with our vouchers. If you're panicking, trying to think of something to get your mum, gran, nana, whoever that special lady is ahead of Mothering Sunday, then have a look at the voucher page because we've got half price afternoon teas. Or maybe you'd like to splash out on a half price stay at the Timbal Inn with an extra 25% off. No code needed. It's all added at checkout. But the voucher page can tell you far more. YourHarrogate.co.uk. Now, in this episode, we continue our build-up to one of my favourite days of the year, the Knaresborough Tractor Run. It is back on Sunday, the 17th of March, raising funds for Yorkshire Air Ambulance. And it's been going on for 12 years or more.
So we always did little small ones within the club. We've been to Tannhill a few times, Whitby, mainly just as mates as a get-together, and we go for the weekend. Then, sadly, we lost Mike Spink in New Zealand, and we thought, well, he was very much behind the small ones that we did, so why not have a big one for him? And it's grown and grown from there.
That's Stephen Brown, who's the chairman of the Tractor Run Committee. All being well, we'll have another podcast, same time next week, featuring Stephen himself ahead of the event. But we couldn't cover it as a radio station without the help of Ripon Farm Services and our main on-air sponsor, Simon Graham Auto Service Centre. I've been along to Hampthwaite, which is where they're based, to speak to Paul Graham and his dad, Simon Graham.
Yeah, busier than ever. Just, yeah, manic, which is great. Yeah, just non-stop. And that's what we want, you know. That's the reason, whole reasons why we're expanding.
And on to that expansion as well, because it's been a long time coming. Just explain all the time it's taken. But you're finally here. You're ready to go.
Yeah, we had 2.5 years of battling it, but we are now there. We got the authorisation in December last year. As soon as it dries up, spring, we'll be on. We'll have it built and then build a beautiful garage for the modern EVs, hybrids and anything else that's coming along now.
How much is this going to bring to the business, Paul, and how many more staff have you got to take on?
We might need to take more staff on, but at the moment it's just future-proofing the place with the EV side. I'm big into motorhomes. We're basically just getting bigger and better and be more efficient, more customers, everything. Just helping the local area as well.
What's it like working with your dad?
Good on.
Come on, Paul, the truth.
Do we need to bleep this bit out? Yeah, it's good. It's good. Wednesdays are better when he has his day off. They're really good. It's hard sometimes, but we just bray on, battle through, and tell each other to. Yeah.
What to do? Where to go?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm usually in charge of telling him what to do and where to go.
I mean, how stressful was that period whilst you were waiting for the green light for this expansion?
Oh, very stressful. I think in the real world that if we hadn't have got it, there would be no future for the garage because vehicles are changing. The last 5 to 10 years have been massive changes, and we do need to future-proof ourselves, and our only way to do it was to expand into something that is purpose-built, and it'll be amazing. The difference will be incredible, and cars are, obviously we're moving into hybrid, EV, maybe even hydrogen yet, so if we didn't do this, we wouldn't be here in 10 years.
You always seem to have great support from the local community, but you're finding that people are coming from further afield to deal with you?
Oh, it's amazing when you look at sometimes job sheets and you think, Jesus, they've come all the way from Wakefield. And we had a fella come with a motorhome not so long ago, he'd come all the way from Wakefield. We know power steering for some reason. But we're the only garage in the area that can basically fit it in and stuff. And it's good seeing new customers, obviously old as well. But the amount of new customers we're getting in, it's really good.
Now, I've got to say a big thank you to you both and to all the team for sponsoring our coverage of the Tractor Run, which I've said, and you'll tell me whether I'm right or wrong in this, I order it in wedding and birth of child, the odd birthday and Christmas, and then Tractor Run Day.
Yeah, the Tractor Run is amazing. For anybody who just sits and watches it and the kids with the little tractors in the driveways as you're driving through the villages, it's something quite spectacular that I don't think you can replicate again, because where else do you go and see 300 tractors like that? And the kids, you see the faces when you're going through the villages and the families out and the support it gives, and obviously Yorkshire Ambulance. They do an amazing job for everybody. We live in the Dale and we see it quite active.
Yourself, Paul, your connection, have you been involved with the Young Farmers for many years?
No, I haven't been really involved with Young Farmers. I've got a lot of friends that are in it, but I know a lot of the people that are setting it up and stuff, and they do a really good job. It's a grand day out and it's worth every single penny, you know. The money you raise and stuff, it goes everywhere. I think it's just really good there.
We talked last time about what Jeremy Clarkson has done for the farming industry and how that particular programme has highlighted how little you make. And unfortunately, it seems to be getting worse, not better. I know that you deal with a lot of the rural community. What is the general consensus at the moment?
I think it's hard for them. I think genuinely it is hard. And I think the bigger the farmers, the harder it is. And they're all working like mad for very little reward. And I think that's the reality of it. And obviously, Clarkson's farm is a shame. We can't get him or Caleb up for the day. They'd love it. But yeah, I think it is genuinely tough out there for them.
Weather's not been good either, has it, just recently?
Yeah. Everybody said it's rained since July.
Yeah. It has. It's depressing, the rain. It's just, it's just come from nowhere. It just never stops.
Do you think there's any risk when we actually set out on the day, given what's been shown in the news with the protests going on in Europe, and obviously we've seen smaller protests in Wales, that people who don't know about it are going to think, hey, up the protesting.
No, I think you guys do a good enough job to advertise it out there, and you know, this all started because of Young Spinky. So I think Happy Days, it's a charity, it's raising money, and also it's putting on a very good show for the public in the area that's free for them to watch. You know, I think it's an amazing day.
Did you know Mike?
Yes, I did know Mike, very well. It got started, well, they say it's because of him, basically, it started, and yeah. He used to do his little runs, I never went there. To be fair, we went into town.
And waited for them.
No, he used to come into town with us, and yeah, me and a lad called Chris Saville and Tom, we all used to hang about together, and we used to go out drinking, it were grand. He was a good lad. And, you know, it's a shame what happened, really. He went to Oz and started his life, and he became the lad. He sort of came out of his box a bit. We still look at the WhatsApp, the Facebook group we have together, still see his messages on there, and yeah, it made him, and it was just a shame what happened.
And what do you think he would think of what the event has become now?
He'd love it. He'd absolutely love it. He'd be there setting up, he'd be helping, he'd be there, he'd be at the front, he'd love it. Hopefully he's looking down and proud of everybody.
So on the day itself, gents, is it same as before, where you've got bacon butties here and then setting off in convoy?
It looks like it. We've got more and more coming, haven't we? Did we have, how many did we have last year? Did we have 19 set off from here?
So much stupid. Yeah, 19.
And we're probably going to end up with more than that. All the old tractors have booked the space overnight, ready to come in. So it were fairly, well, they were queued all the way down the lane, weren't they, last year? So it's only going to get worse.
Yeah, the day before were good. We all met at the joiners and drove them up here and stored them overnight. And then, yeah, the next day, up and early, and we got here, and they just kept pulling into the yard.
It took us half an hour to clear the yard. We were nearly going to be late by the time we got down.
But they're thinking, have they got the wrong starting place? What's going on? But, yeah, there were just loads. There were gators. It was just manic. Yeah. But, yeah, it was a good start. And then, obviously, we drove down to the showground all in convoy. It was great. And then you saw, well, we met people down at Pratt Brothers at Little Wonder, and then they joined, and it were just great. Yeah. Good start at morning.
Are you both in classic tractors? Because you've got your Brown.
I am, yeah. I'm not going in green. These boys are in green toys.
I've got sense. I want a radio and a nice cushion seat and a bit of a heater. I like that daft.
I've got a radio. Heater. Yeah, I don't know about the cushion seats, not maybe the favourable bit, but yeah, I have my grandson sat in back with me, Charlie, and Louise, she borrows a good friend of ours, Richard Blackburn's, his big John Deere. We've got a 6420S, haven't we? So you're taking that.
Yeah.
But no, I love the classic one.
I saw a thing on Facebook recently, and a picture of a toolbox. I think it was in an old Ford. Yeah. And it simply said, if you sat here as a kid, you had a good childhood. you ever done it?
It's right. Yeah. No, it's right, is that. And that's why I like the old tractor, really, to be fair. You know, I suppose we determine the speed as well, which will destroy all the boys in the green machines. But we have a good time, and the kids do. You know, Charlie comes with me, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does. My little boy goes in back,
Yeah, and plenty of food in cab, flask of tea, job done.
So for anybody who's not come across it before, just finally, what would you say the reason as to why folk need to get out, support and give to the cause, no matter how little or how much?
I think the farming community needs support in any way. Yorkshire Air Ambulance, amazing people. and just any charity. And for the kids to see the display of the tractors is amazing. The run that we go on is brilliant. Even if they can't see them in Harrogate, get down to Pateley Showground, you will never see a sight quite like it with all them tractors parked in that ground. It's massive, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a real good... It's a grand day out, and seeing some of them tractors and stuff, and then you sit there going, bloody hell, there's some money sat here. And
it's a shame one year we can't put a trailer on, isn't it, and then get 30 lucky people on a trailer or something like that and take them round one year so they get to see the route that we do. That'd be awesome one year.
There's a plan for 2025.
I like that idea.
I love it. I think it's just one of them days. You sit there washing a tractor and polishing it for a week and getting it absolutely mint and then go through a puddle and think, what would But it looks, it's just great, isn't it? Going out and doing something a bit different. Like, Dad's reliving his youth and his old classic thing. Like, I don't know what's up with him. But I like having a cup holder and a pot of tea that don't bounce off and go...
And a phone charger.
And a phone charger.
Yeah.
And DAB radio.
Yeah, so you can get your Harrogate pull. Yeah.
I have a speaker in mind that connects to my phone.
It's just, I think, I don't know why anybody won't want to come see it. I think it's amazing.
It is.
It's something different, isn't it?
Just for Harrogate, it's a fair spectacular. When you get out into sort of the Dale, and if you look back, I can't think when we were up at Felbeck the other year, you could see back 2 mile, and it was just green tractors, you know. And when you look at it like that, you think, wow, this is something else, is this?
It's that line of flashing lights, isn't it?
And for farmers, it's hard, you know, it's their busy day, and they've all given the time up to come and support it. And I think that's the other thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, also, I think it's important to mention, you know, businesses like yourself supporting it, because I know that Stephen and the committee are so, so grateful for that support.
Yeah, and our kids are in Young Farmers, and you see what they do for the Young Farmers, all the clubs and that they are, they all club together, and I think it's the least we can do. You know, I'm more than happy to sponsor it year on year, because I think it's one of them things that's quite amazing, quietly away.
You're just giving back, aren't you? That's all. You know, you can't... You've got to give back. It's good for the community, and if you can help out where you can, well, you do. You know, and I think it's just, yeah, it's really
good. I think that's next year's challenge trailer.
Oh, God.
20 or 30 lucky people from your area go entering.
Brilliant. You can have a ride around. You can sort that out. You've got no better to do.
I don't think they'll like being towed round up back at David Brown, though.
No, they're steady all day out.
Gents, thank you so much. I'll see you on the day.
Yeah, look forward to
seeing you. Thank you. Thank you for coming.